Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank greeting you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany, trusting that all is well with you. We look back again to a most blessed weekend. People came from all over Europe and from different parts of the earth, from Canada, from Africa, from Morocco, from everywhere, to be with us, to share God's word with the elect. We read many scriptures, and we all believe that the return of Christ is imminent. We also believe that the message of the hour is going forth, as Brother Branham was told, the message given to you will forerun the second coming of Christ. Then we also shared the ministry of Brother Branham. I was under the impression, after I heard his sermons and the meetings Brother Branham had in 1947-1948, I was overwhelmed hearing the things God did, especially at the beginning of his ministry, over and again referring to his calling, to his commission, as Moses was given two signs were given to Brother Branham. Would you believe that he was that promised prophet of Malachi chapter 4, confirmed by our Lord in Matthew 17:11 and Mark chapter 9, verse 12. Beloved, what hurts me is the fact that so many different interpretations within the message of the hour are being presented under the impression that this is what the prophet said. But no interpretation is the original, whether it's scripture or message. And we have to be very careful to even misuse Bible verses and also statements Brother Branham made. We refer to those things written in 1 Corinthians 15. Some were claiming that there is no resurrection. Others were baptizing for the dead because they believed in the resurrection. We also shared with the Apostle Paul was writing to Timothy that there are some who say the resurrection has already taken place and so forth. Beloved, today is April the 2nd, 2007, exactly 45 years ago, April 2nd, 1962, which was also a Monday, I heard the voice of the Lord God for the first time in my life. And as the Apostle Paul could say that the Lord has spoken to him in his mother tongue, in the Hebrew language, I can say the same Lord has spoken to me in my mother tongue, in the German language. You all know my testimony. Brother Branham, on December the 3rd, 1962, which was also a Monday, confirmed the calling I received from the Almighty and even repeated word for word what the Lord had spoken to me. And we refer to the spiritual food, which is the promised word for this day. And he made the statement that the message is found in the sermons which are being taped, which is the food that I was to put in store. And he also said, Brother Frank, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. This part I did not understand. The conversation went on, and Brother Branham told me a number of things which were also a surprise to me, which he, of course, as a human being, could not know. But the main part was, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. To make it very brief, after the burial of Brother Branham on April the 11th, 1966, which I attended, when I returned to my hotel room, not a voice that I could hear with my ears, but it spoke in my heart, now your time has come to give out the food that was put in store. So right after Brother Branham was taken to be with the Lord, this ministry started. Before anyone on earth ever thought about it, God had ordained things beforehand. So I started to take the message to the ends of the earth. Right at that time, to the Western and Eastern European countries, right to India and wherever, to the many countries around the world. I don't know if there is anyone else who has received a direct call to the ministry. I've never heard of it, but I can testify in the presence of Almighty God now and at the judgment seat of Christ that I, Brother Frank, love Brother Branham. I love the Lord. I love the Word of God. I love the message of the hour. And it's not true what many say, that Brother Frank corrects the prophet or even the scripture. I don't do it. I just feel led to correct the interpretations, to attack the interpretations. I cannot stand them. I just simply cannot stand them. I'm ordained to preach the word. That was my commission, the first words the Lord spoke. My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. I despise interpretations of the scriptures and of the message. I do, like the prophet Ezekiel, I eat the scroll. I eat the word. I eat the message. And then I share God's word with the people. Beloved, we read many scriptures, as I said, also especially Revelation 22, verse 12. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according to his work, according as his work shall be. And then, of course, verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. Here, we don't read the word church. We read the word bride. And the Spirit and the bride say, we are now in the last part, and we can say in the bride age, and only those who are part of the bride will hear the words of the bridegroom, will hear the message of the hour, will believe the promised word for this day, and have part in what God is doing right now. I'm expecting the supernatural moving of the Holy Spirit to bring the bride together in every country, in every city, because the coming of the bridegroom is at hand. Pray for me as I pray for you, and may the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you. In Jesus' holy name is my prayer. Amen.